At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Do you live here?
Yeah.
You do?
Papa.
I don't believe that.
What?
I don't believe that.
So what are you doing?
Rory, come on. Rory, come on.
Did someone come here?
That was my wife. She got somebody chased her up here. And she had the kids.
Who chased her?
She said somebody in a silver truck.
A gray truck.
Wait. Did she say someone chased her? This lady just automatically took off running, screaming help, because she saw a black man pulling up in a truck in his driveway. Mind you, she's ringing on his doorbell. He's asking her, does she need something? She says, do you live here? He says, yes. She say, I don't believe you. Take off running, screaming help, and go to her husband and say, a black man is chasing me. You can't make this stuff up. Well, that's my husband. That's why he lives here. Yeah. He lives here. So he came in and he said, there's a lady screaming. And I'm like, that's...
She got all worried. That she's so...
scared the crap out of me.
How?
I'm so sorry.
How did he scare you, though?
I just seen her in the driveway and I was like, are you looking for somebody? Because I was pulling up at home.
And I saw someone walking in our driveway, too. And I'm like, why is someone walking in our driveway?
Well, I'm sorry.
All right, sorry.
You can hear him saying, okay, let's go. Like, okay, yeah, my wife is tripping. I don't know what her real name is, but I should call her Karen right now. She said, you scared the crap out of me. He said, how? And that's what I want to know, too. How?
Yeah.
And I was riding slow because I'm looking at our Christmas lights.
Well, you just have to understand my point of view. Being by myself with two kids, I just saw a car coming. And so I was like, oh, it scared me. And so I just pulled up here. And I kept thinking.
Saying, you just need to understand my point of view. What is your point of view exactly? Your point of view is seeing a black dude pulling up into his yard, you see, which is a nice home, and you can't believe the fact that he can actually live there. You don't think there's no such thing as a successful black man? It's 2025. What is really going on here? And she's doing all this in front of her kids. We know racism is learned. It's a taught behavior. She showed her children, if you see a black man walking up in a neighborhood that has some luxury, they don't belong there, and you should fear for your life. Run, scream, and lie to other white people that this person was harming you, even though they were not. Racism is taught, and it continues to be bred in young children to this day. But they continue to try to convince us that it don't exist. They sit here and try to tell us that we are tripping. These things do not happen. Obviously, they do. Obviously, they do. And when are y'all going to acknowledge that fact? It's ridiculous. It's time for y'all to wake up. Guess what? There's successful black people in the world. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of hardworking men and black women like myself out here in this world. You've fallen into this propaganda, this pure foolishness. She's acting like, just listen to how she's talking, telling him what he need to understand, her point of view. You don't take a moment to look at his point of view. You in his yard. He asking you a question, and you try to make it as if he's the one who's wrong when you were wrong. You got your husband out here looking foolish.
This could be his house, but you didn't say, this is my home. You just said, are you looking? And I was like,
I did. When you was on the porch, you asked me, did I live here? I said, yeah.
And you said, no, you don't.
And you.
She's straight up lying.
Do you live here?
Yeah.
You do?
Papa. Papa.
I don't believe that.
What?
I don't believe that.
So what are you doing
here? Roy, come on. Roy, come on. Help!
Historically, these women has lied over and over, and it has caused many deaths in the Black community. In America, the first person they always put priority to believe is a white woman, and they have abused this power so much historically. So many people are in prison because of a white woman lying or a white person lying, and everyone just running with it without any proof. Just running with what they say, and they're going to automatically penalize the Black person. In America, Black men are at the bottom of the totem pole, and they continue to try to push us further and further down, and even use our own people to try to push us down, use our own Black women to try to push us down. Do not allow these people to use you as a tool to reinforce the propaganda, the false propaganda in which they've been putting on us for so long. She literally sit here and said, oh, I thought this could have been his house. But when you asked him, was this his house? He told you, yeah. You said, I don't believe you. And luckily, his wife looked at the camera in the first place and saw you say it and caught you in your lie. You lying to your husband, you lying to them in their face, and they know exactly what happened. That's how brave these people are to lie to you. They don't care if you saw it. They don't care if you was right there. They will tell you what they want you to believe and expect you to believe it when you know it's false. And say that you were wrong for not believing it.
And you said, I don't think you do.
Obviously, you could tell that I was really caught
off guard. Like, I'm pulling in my, I'm pulling in my house. Like, this is not this neighborhood.
She talking about, obviously, she was caught off guard. He was caught off guard. You was at his house ringing his doorbell. Do you not hear this pure foolishness coming out this woman's mouth? She feels she's justified. And trying to argue him down instead of just saying, I apologize. I was wrong. I was completely wrong. I shouldn't have thought that. I shouldn't have thought that. I'm going to check myself. That's what's wrong with most of us in this world. So scared to check yourself. Don't want to look wrong. And willing to make people pay ultimate prices in order for you to not look wrong. Even though you're not even going to have no penalty. You're used to not being penalized. And you're used to making others suffer when they done nothing wrong just so you can look like you said something right. It's ridiculous. We got to do better.
This neighborhood is probably one of the best neighborhoods in Ohio.
It is.
You don't have to worry about stuff like that.
Well, I'm very sorry. I really hope that you're not upset with me.
Come on, baby. Go in the house. Let's go.
He got a smart wife. She see what this woman trying to do. She's still trying to play a victim and try to make him look like a villain. Oh, please don't be upset with me. No, I'm scared. You're trying to pull that card now over and over again. Like, we can't see through your manipulative tactics. Well, only a little of us do, most of the cases. A lot of y'all try to ignore them. And if you ignoring these type of things, you're just as worse as she is. If you sit here and try to uplift, you sit here and try to say that this is okay, say that you understand, you are part of the problem too. Obviously, it's not all white people that's this way, but it's a lot of them. And it's a lot of lost Black people. It's a lot of lost people, period. It's time to be found. Like, this is just out of hand, man. She tried to pull that little manipulative tactic, try to act like she's a victim and he's a villain, saying, oh, please don't be upset with me. Please don't hurt me. She's trying to act this way in front of her husband as like he going to fall for the bull jive. He fell for that original locker. He wasn't there to see it. It sounded like he got a little bit of sense, but he still didn't step in and put his wife in her place. He ain't had to step in and be disrespectful, but he could have stepped in and had some words. Oh, you all, I apologize. That was our mistake. Only along with her. That was our mistake. Look, baby, let's just go ahead home. We apologize. We was wrong to assume this. Like his wife, like the Black man wife is saying, okay, babe, go ahead in the house. They're trying to pull some bull jive on you. I can see where this is going. So I'm going to protect you right now. That husband, although he wasn't in the wrong, he could have did a lot more than what he did. Because if you just allow this behavior to continue and you don't correct your wife, what use are you for your partner if you're not willing to help them? And what use is a partner that cannot accept constructive criticism? If you can't tell your wife that she's in the wrong, if you can't tell your husband they are in the wrong, you don't need to be with that person. Because that person don't seek to grow. They just seek to be validated in whatever situation it is. They just want to be validated. They don't care about wrong and right when it comes to them. This is crazy. You need to rethink. Like, look what she's training your kids, man. Is that what you about too? Is that what you about too? Partner?
You told me that you didn't think I live here.
She was so caught off guard. She's so sorry. You still not acknowledging the fact that he was caught off guard because you at his house. You at his house ringing his doorknob, ringing his doorbell. He asked you, are you looking for someone? Which is a valid question. If someone at my house ringing my doorbell, I ain't never seen them before. Hey, what you looking for, partner? We got to do better, man. It's been existence for too long with them lying on us, saying we done something when we didn't. She would have told cops that this man was chasing him. They would have pulled up and possibly killed him when he was trying to plead that he wasn't. And they would expect him to relax and be calm when someone is lying on them. But how often are you relaxed and calm when someone blatantly lies on you? And these cops, they don't be trying to de-escalate anything because they are so programmed to believe the first thing a white woman say, because they are first on the list to believe when they are proved to be liars. You need to do your investigation first. You need to hear from all sides before you take any assumptions. Clearly, you should not be assuming anything when it comes to people in America. You need to do your due diligence and resist this type of behavior. Because the more you continue to just believe them and give them this power, they'll continue to try to take advantage of it. And they have been historically in time. You can tell. This woman was not genuine at all. Because she was so busy trying to figure out a way to try to make them understand that she's right when she was wrong the entire time. But what are you guys' thoughts on this whole thing? I think we can do a lot better, man, in this America across. Like, do not be a tool of propaganda. Because they so often try to make us look like villains when we're not. Yes, we can be successful, too. Yes, we are hard workers, too. Even though we didn't get the leg up. Even though we didn't have the equity that you had. But we kept working. And kept working. And kept working. And made something happen. If anything, you should be applauding us in our efforts, not trying to tear us down and tell us or try to show us that you don't think we belong where we belong and more. Straight up and down, man. Let me know your thoughts in the comments, man. Am I tripping? Is she tripping? Is he tripping? What's happening? Until next time, you guys hold it down. Don't let it hold you. Peace.
The Honest Boy Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.